Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to build the kelim of the Mishkan, and then the actual walls and the covering of the Mishkan. And when Bezalel heard this, Bezalel suggested to Moshe Rabbeinu that it's not the right order, that we should build a makom for the kelim before we build the kelim themselves. Moshe Rabbeinu responded, Bezalel Kel Hayisa, that's where the name Bezalel comes from, and he told him indeed that he should build first the Mishkan in action, first the Mishkan should be built, and then the kelim. Now, you have to understand that this can't be taken kipshuta. It's impossible, because the Binyan HaMishkan was completed in Kislev. Teves, Shvat, and Adar, they needed a place for the kelim. So they put them in a garage somewhere. And then in Nisan was the Hakamas HaMishkan, the Shivas Yemei Miluim, at least according to one shita, started on Chav Gimel Adar. So why was it so mysterious to build the kelim and then to build the Mishkan? Either way, everything had to be stored. The Mishkan wasn't put up immediately. It wasn't like they built it and now they had a place to put the kelim. Elamai, it was some kind of a derech eretz. That it's a derech eretz to build the keli for it, the external, before you build what goes inside. And if that's true, so it's fascinating that we built the Mishkan in Parashas Pekudei, then the kelim, which went inside, and only after that, at the very, very, very end of Parashas Pekudei, the chatzar that went outside of the Mishkan. So we did like the middle, the inside, and then the outside. What is the Seder here? What is the Derech Eretz here? Why build a Mishkan, then the kelim, and then that which is outside of the Mishkan? What's the Seder HaDvarim here? Also, interestingly, in Parshas Pekudei, one of the phrases, maybe the phrase that happens, that's said most often, is the phrase, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. 18 times it says, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. They made the Shulchan, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. They made the Menorah, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Every aspect. But look at the very, very end of Parshas Pekudei, when it says that they built the chatzar and the curtains that were chaitzit by the opening of the chatzar, it doesn't say Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. It just says that Moshe Rabbeinu built the chatzar. And you're meant to understand that it's Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, despite the fact that every other detail, 18 times it said Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. You know, we're about to complete this Shabbos, the fifth parsha about the Mishkan, Truma, Tetzava, Kisisa, Vayakel, Pekudei. Kisisa had some other things in it, but was also Mishkan related. Five parshias about the Mishkan is a lot, and it shows us how central the blueprint of the Mishkan is personally in our Avodas Hashem. So let's take a moment to transpose the blueprint of our Avodas Hashem onto the Mishkan so we can understand. The Mishkan itself was the place that the Kohanim did their Avoda. That represents the part of my nefesh and the part of my life that's engaged in doing mitzvahs, davening Shachris Mincha and Ma'ariv, learning Torah, putting on tefillin, being Mekayim the Ramach Vishasa. That's the makom of our avodah. And certainly we have to create that makom, and then we can start doing that avodah. We have to create space in ourselves to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to focus our attention, to be aware of our responsibilities, and then we can put all the kelim inside that are necessary to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Mishkan itself with the kelim. What's the chatzar? I think it's possible, thinking about our Avodas Hashem, that the chatzar is another part of our lives. And that part of our lives is called Divrei Rishus. It's everything else that we do that's not a mitzvah, but it's part of supporting our tafkid and our tachlis in being here. if you were to ask someone, what major should I choose? So you ask the dean, and the dean would say, I don't know, look in Shulchan Aruch. No, it's not going to say it in Shulchan Aruch. You have to think about your tafkid, your place in Avodah, what you're doing here, and find that. That's an area of Divrei Rishus that supports the Mishkan, which lies in the center. And the same thing is true if you ask, go over to a Rebbe and say, Rebbe, which girl should I marry? So he'll say, look at Shulchan Aruch. No, he's not going to say that. You could look at Shulchan Aruch for which girl you shouldn't marry. But you will not find in Shulchan Aruch which girl you should marry, because that choice is a Divrei Rishus choice that supports the entire tzura of my life. The chatzer represents that which stands outside the actual elements of Avodah, of Torah and Mitzvahs. That's the chatzer. And that can only be built once I have secured my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once I have built the Mishkan, and I have put the Kalim in place, then I can think about all the other parts of my life so that they will be a proper reflection of the goals, of the aspirations, of the identity that I've discovered within myself. So perhaps it's very specific that on the building of the Chatzar, it doesn't say the words, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, because that represents the part of our Avodah which you can't find Mefurish in Shulchan Aruch. That's the part of our Avodah which you can't say, oh, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Now, of course, the Chatzar was commanded by Hashem to Moshe. But possibly when they were building the Chatzar, it's not said with this sense of Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, because the Chatzar represents the part of our lives that we have to figure out, that there's no simen and se'if for, that there's no exact direction for, that we have to use the sum total of our Avodas Hashem and the sum total of our sense of who we are, and we have to engage in all the other parts of our lives and include them in the Kedusha of the Mishkan. And that Chatzar represents all those other areas that are also included, and they're also part of the area of the Mishkan, because ultimately, every part of our lives is part of the Kedusha of our mission. When we sit here in Beis Medrash, we're accomplishing something that takes place here and it spills out beyond the Beis Medrash. What takes place here, this is the Mishkan, the Mikdash Ma'at. But it spills out from classes to how we interact with family to what we do in our free time. It impacts everything. All of that is the Chatzar that surrounds the Mishkan. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we think about in a parsha like Parshas Pekudei for the Siyata Deshmaya to be able to take the power that exists in the Mishkan and be able to use it as a light, as a direction in all the decisions that we make outside of the Mishkan. This is true any time that we're not here in yeshiva, we're in the chatzar. And it's true for a Shabbos. This Shabbos is in yeshiva. There are meals here for Shabbos, but Sunday there's no shir. And my assumption is that Sunday will be a day for people to pursue their divrei rishus, to pursue their own tzrachim that support what they're doing in the Mishkan. And that's important to realize. I may not be in the Mishkan when I'm not in the Beis Medrash, but I'm always in the Chatzar HaMishkan. I'm always in the courtyard of the Mishkan in every area of my life. So let's be mechazik as we move closer to that holy, holy day of Purim. Let's be mechazik both what goes on inside the Mishkan. Let's make sure that we're doing our blat that the Rosh Hashiva inspired us to take on, to do our 10 blat, to add to the 1,000 blat, that pride that we want to walk into Purim with. And let's make sure that we think about that and reflect upon it when we walk out of this room, that we're always in the Chatzar HaMishkan, and there always needs to be the Roshim of what happens in the Mishkan when we build the Chatzar of the Mishkan. Yasher Koyach, Egut Neshavos.